On his way to Egypt, President Obama will stop in Saudi Arabia for a private dinner with King Abdullah. The Saudis are among the staunchest American allies in the region, and the decision to add the kingdom to the itinerary reflects that long-standing relationship. It also, of course, is a major source of oil for the United States. With us on the phone to talk about that meeting is Khaled Al-Maina, editor of Arab News. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, as we just heard, in the last few years, Saudi Arabia has carved out a diplomatic role for itself in the region, and I think most noticeably when it proposed its own peace deal back in 2002. And in its basic form, Arab countries would recognize Israel's right to exist in exchange for a Palestinian state. Now, if encouraged by Mr. Obama, are the Saudis ready to take more of a leading diplomatic role?
Well, I think yes, because they were the people who initiated this role in 2002. Never before an Arab leader, and especially one from Saudi Arabia, were the custodian of the Tuahri Mosque, came out so openly, very clearly, and said, look, I mean, we are ready to recognize, have normal relations. So I think the Saudis are going to go ahead because in the eyes of the Arab world, this deal did not die or fizzle away.
Saudi Arabia backs the Palestinian cause, but the Palestinian Authority has complained that it's not getting enough financial support from the kingdom. What would be the response if President Obama brings that up with King Abdullah?
Well, the Saudis have always been giving financial help and moral and material help, and especially after the Gaza thing where they decided to help reconstruct Gaza. But the question is, we are being a little bit careful because every time you start up a project down there, you have the Israeli F-16s come and demolish it every day. So we want a sustained economic package that will help. And this will only come when there is peace on the ground and there is some kind of deal between the Israelis and the Palestinians. But on the whole, there's a lot of popular sentiment that is very pro-Palestinian here because they see the plight of these people.
Now, Saudi Arabia has influence throughout the Muslim world. Could it be helpful in other troubled areas where it has links? And I'm thinking here of Pakistan. Could President Obama ask for help in that country?
Well, I mean, one of the cornerstones of the Saudi foreign policy, and I look at it as a political analyst and as sort of watching this, is they don't want to directly interfere in the internal affairs. Now, Pakistan is a rough neighborhood. I mean, you know, we really have to look at the situation from all angles, but it has helped as far as Afghanistan is concerned. It tried to get people together on several other issues, but I don't think so there'll be a direct interference.
Finally, what would King Abdullah be wanting to get from the U.S.?
Well, I think very clear language to be spoken by Mr. Obama that, I mean, Mr. Obama, you are talking about principles and, your long and noble words, but we would like to have some action.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, ma'am.
Khaled Al-Maina is the editor of Arab News, speaking to us from Saudi Arabia, where President Obama will dine with King Abdullah.